The massive stimulus package under debate in Washington is moving toward final passage in the U.S. Congress. Democratic leaders in the House and Senate announced today that they've reached common ground on their different versions. Exactly what that means for Alaska isn't yet known because the details are still vague. The state anticipates getting around $1 billion, but the House and Senate versions have substantial differences. One major difference is in infrastructure funding. The House bill includes about $240 million for Alaska's highway and bridge projects, while the Senate version runs $100 million less. The final bill is expected to be somewhere in between. Even as the details are hashed out, Alaska's Department of Transportation is already anticipating what projects it could tackle with the stimulus money. Alaska DOT Deputy Commissioner Frank Richards went to the White House today, delivering a message about what the state wants to do with the funds. Representatives from about 38 states attended the meeting, but Richards was one of only three people asked to present a local project highlighting the potential of stimulus money.
Our showcase project was our Dalton Highway project, and to improve the existing highways so that the freight and the foodstuffs and the pipe that are currently being hauled to Prudhoe Bay and the oil fields will be over a safe route.
Richard says DOT hopes to tackle two improvement projects on the Dalton in the first phase of stimulus funding for a total price tag of about $55 million. He says construction would start this summer and would employ 12 to 15 people for every $1 million spent. Richards says the project is seen as a prime example of work that can provide jobs and has the dual benefit of paving the way for eventual construction of a natural gas pipeline.
The secondary purpose will be that the construction and the massive amounts of freight that will be hauled over the Dalton Highway will be done on an improved, safer road network that has safe curves and better grades so that the construction of the natural gas pipeline will be done much more efficiently.
At the White House, Richards met with the new Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood, and President Obama's Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel. He says it's unusual for someone from Alaska's DOT to meet a new Transportation Secretary so quickly. LaHood was confirmed in the post less than 3 weeks ago. Richards says the Secretary looked to the state representatives for direction.
Secretary LaHood has not been in the transportation arena before, but he came to the table and asked us all collectively a lot of questions. So it's good to be able to identify for him the issues that we see in transportation and the benefits, really, of the transportation infrastructure that we will be improving with this economic stimulus funding.